1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today.
Janet's doing it. So is Fred. Same with Omar. Tim's been at it since February of last year. Corey started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Oh, the doing part? Why, they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Then they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? You ready to get at it and save? To start driving safe and saving in Emporia, call State Farm agent Pete Euler today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discounts may vary. Not available in California, Massachusetts, New York, or Rhode Island.
KVOA News Time, 8:29. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Melissa Owen in studio talking about Hornets for Hope and specifically the Suicide Prevention Walk coming up.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Yes.
Well, I got to ask here, Melissa, you know, we've had you on for a number of different, you know, Beacon for Hope activities, but it sounds like Hornets for Hope is closing out the academic year with a bang here this weekend. Not sure, Melissa. Melissa, did you hear me? Okay.
There we go.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me now, Melissa?
I can hear you. Right. Good morning, Chuck.
How is it going today?
It's going well. Thank you.
Good. I was asking about, you know, we've had you in for Beacon for Hope activities for several years now. Mm-hmm. And Hornets for Hope sounds like it's really closing out the academic year with a bang coming up here this weekend.
Yes. We're very excited to have Hornets for Hope back at Emporia State after 6 years. And they, one of the big events they wanted to bring back was their campus walk to try to really get students to come together, to know they're supported and know that they're not alone.
So when will the walk be taking place?
It'll be this Saturday up at Emporia State in Kellogg Circle, right by the fountain in that area there. The walk is from 10 to 2. Registration starts at 2. It's free registration. It's a family-friendly event. They're going to have some raffles. We're going to have a lived experience speaker tell her story about her struggles as a college student to provide hope for other college students that might be struggling, some valuable resources, and just a time for community.
How important is it to have the student body involved in something like this and really with this goal in mind?
I think it's extremely important, and they have really taken off with it of talking to classes, reaching out to other organizations on campus to really try to get the message that it's okay to talk about mental health, it's okay to talk about suicide and suicide prevention, and that there is help. So they're really trying to create that culture of support on campus in addition to the other supports that already exist, that they are another resource if somebody is in trouble.
How did they bring this back? I mean, what prompted that, do you think, Melissa?
Well, you know, after COVID, we started seeing these numbers of suicides on the rise. And so as Beacon for Hope, we really wanted to go back to Emporia State to see if there was interest because it has changed so much as far as involvement on campus. And, you know, it was difficult at first to gain interest because a lot of students don't join groups like that anymore. Yeah. But after just a couple of tabling opportunities and people realizing who we are, what we did, and the fact that we concentrated specifically on suicide prevention, it really gained a lot of interest. So we currently have 7 members, which is really exciting.
It is.
How does this also tie into what you guys are doing at Beacon for Hope and how much coordination is taking place between the two entities?
They're kind of hand in hand. We see Hornets for Hope as our kind of our just our campus organization. So anytime there's a Beacon for Hope event, we would love to have Hornets for Hope there representing and connecting with individuals their age, kind of describing what it's like to be on campus, what college life is like, resources that are available, and that there are groups like us as well as other groups to join.
Again, Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention Director Melissa Owen with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, previewing the Hornets for Hope Suicide Prevention Walk on the campus of Emporia State starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, going until 10 to 2, but registration right there near the fountains
yep.
then?
Yep, it sure is. Okay. Yes.
All right. And what else you got going on? I mean, you generally are pretty busy at Beacon for Hope. Yes. Anything in the near future coming up?
Actually, we do. We have another event that's happening April 26th. It's called Beacon for Courage. It's our special veterans event that we're hosting at Flint Hills Technical College. So if you are a veteran or know a veteran, it's a free event to come for an evening of a fabulous dinner. We have a docu-series that we've put together with local veterans to preview, as well as a seven-piece brass army band that's coming down to entertain us.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Outstanding. And this has been kind of in the works for you here for several months.
It has. Yes. We really wanted to find a way to give back to veterans that was outside of the Veteran Day period, just to let them know that we are thinking about them, that we support them year-round.
And on top of that, too, Melissa, before we let you go, I know we've talked here just over the last couple of months about, you know, the increase in community activities and really the community outreach opportunities here that set up with your community schedule all the way really through the year now.
Yes. Yes. It's amazing. We're trying to find any way we can to connect with community members in a unique ways, ways that, you know, they may not feel comfortable coming to one of our events, but if we're at a community event, like tonight, we'll be at the mall for DCF's Bridging the Gap. We'll have our resources out there, some fun swag, and an opportunity to win some prizes.
For the veterans event later on this month, is there a registration required for that? How does that work?
You can just get a hold of us via our Facebook, or you can give us a call, and we'll put you on the list. And, we ask the veterans and their plus one to come join us.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
All right. For folks that would like more information, how do they get that?
They can email me at melissa.owen@hopelinks.org. They can go to hopelinks.org. All of our events are posted on there, and they can directly link to any of the ones they're interested in. Or they can give us a call at 620-412-8335.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Melissa, thanks so much for joining us here today. And you may be dodging some raindrops Saturday.
Yep, bring your umbrella just
in
case.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
And keep up the great work.
Melissa Owen joining us again, our Newsmaker 2 segment guest here, again talking about Saturday's Hornets for Hope Suicide Prevention Walk. Coming up here in just a little bit after headlines, we'll be joined by Bobby Johnson of Newman Regional Health talking about the recent High Five Mom and Baby Premier Facility announcement. And we're busy in our Newsmaker 2 segment and Newsmaker 3 segment tomorrow. We'll have details here shortly on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Thanks, Chuck. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind to the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Sunshine, 52 degrees. It is 8:35. Headlines next.
At Newman Regional Health, Dr. DeShayla Castile, Dr. Christina Faulkner, and our dedicated OBGYN team are here to support women's health in the greater Emporia community. With years of experience, they're here to support you through every stage of life. From routine checkups to family planning and beyond, your health is our priority. Schedule your appointment today and experience compassionate, comprehensive care tailored just for you by calling 620-343-2376. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
It's time to hit the road this spring in a new set of wheels. Emporia State Federal Credit Union is offering auto loans as low as 4.89% APR during April 2025. Act fast and up.